Welcome to this episode of the Rebuilding Lives podcast, brought to you by the Self-Development Factory. Today, we're exploring a challenge that so many of us face in one form or another, peer pressure. Specifically, how it can pull us back into old habits, including addiction, and how to rise above it to live a fulfilling, free life. Reentry programs transform lives and communities. Every year, approximately 650,000 people return to their communities from correctional facilities across the United States. This moment marks the beginning of a challenging journey that will determine whether they successfully reintegrate into society or fall back into cycles of crime and incarceration. The statistics paint a sobering picture. Without proper support, nearly 68% of released prisoners are rearrested within 3 years of their release. Reentry programs represent one of the most powerful tools we have to change these outcomes. These comprehensive support systems are designed to help formerly incarcerated individuals successfully transition back into their communities by addressing the complex web of challenges they face upon release. From securing employment and housing to rebuilding family relationships and developing essential life skills, reentry programs provide the foundation for lasting transformation. The impact of these programs extends far beyond individual success stories. When reentry programs work effectively, they create safer communities, reduce recidivism rates, strengthen families, and generate significant economic benefits for society as a whole. They represent an investment in human potential and a commitment to the belief that everyone deserves a second chance to build a meaningful life. Understanding how reentry programs work and why they matter is essential for anyone interested in criminal justice reform, community development, or simply creating a more just and compassionate society. These programs embody the principle that with the right support and resources, people can overcome even the most challenging circumstances and become productive members of their communities. The complex challenges facing returning citizens. The transition from incarceration to community life presents a unique set of interconnected obstacles that can seem insurmountable without proper support. These challenges begin the moment someone walks out of a correctional facility and continue long after their release date. Employment barriers create financial instability. Finding stable employment represents perhaps the most significant challenge for returning citizens. Background checks have become standard practice across most industries, and many employers automatically disqualify applicants with criminal records regardless of their qualifications or the nature of their offense. This practice, known as employment discrimination, affects an estimated 75% of formerly incarcerated individuals who remain unemployed up to 1 year after their release. The employment challenge is compounded by skills gaps that develop during incarceration. Many returning citizens have been out of the workforce for years or even decades, during which time technology, workplace practices, and industry standards have evolved significantly. Without recent work experience or updated skills training, they find themselves competing in a job market that has moved beyond their capabilities. Housing instability threatens successful reintegration. Securing safe and affordable housing presents another critical barrier to successful reentry. Many landlords conduct background checks and refuse to rent to individuals with criminal records. Public housing authorities often have policies that bar people with certain types of convictions from accessing subsidized housing options. Family members may be unwilling or unable to provide temporary housing due to their own financial constraints or concerns about violating lease agreements. The lack of stable housing creates a cascade of problems that make other aspects of reintegration more difficult. Without a permanent address, individuals cannot apply for many jobs, register for government benefits, or maintain consistent contact with parole officers. The stress of housing instability can also trigger mental health challenges and increase the risk of substance abuse relapse. Social stigma isolates and marginalizes. The stigma associated with having a criminal record extends into every aspect of daily life. Former inmates often find that relationships with family members and friends have been strained or severed during their incarceration. Community members may view them with suspicion or fear, making it difficult to build new social connections or participate in community activities. This social isolation can be particularly devastating for individuals who are trying to build new identities and establish positive support networks. The shame and rejection they experience can lead to depression, anxiety, and a sense of hopelessness that undermines their motivation to pursue positive changes in their lives. Administrative and legal complexities. Returning citizens must navigate a complex web of administrative requirements and legal obligations that can be overwhelming without guidance. They need to obtain identification documents, register for government benefits, comply with parole or probation requirements, and manage legal obligations such as paying fines or restitution. Many lack the digital literacy skills needed to complete online applications or the transportation needed to visit multiple government offices. The failure to successfully navigate these administrative requirements can result in technical violations that send people back to prison, even when they have not committed new crimes. This revolving door effect perpetuates cycles of incarceration and makes successful reintegration even more challenging. Essential elements of successful reentry programs. Effective reentry programs recognize that successful reintegration requires a comprehensive approach that addresses multiple needs simultaneously. The most successful programs share several key components that work together to create a foundation for lasting change. Job training and employment services. Quality reentry programs prioritize employment readiness through skills training, job placement services, and ongoing employment support. These programs often partner with local employers who are willing to hire individuals with criminal records and provide on-the-job training opportunities. Some programs operate their own social enterprises or transitional employment programs that give participants work experience while they develop job search skills. The most effective employment components go beyond basic job placement to include financial literacy training, workplace behavior coaching, and ongoing support to help individuals maintain employment once they are hired. Some programs also provide work clothing, tools, or other resources that participants need to succeed in their new jobs. Mental health and substance abuse treatment. Many individuals entering reentry programs struggle with mental health issues, substance abuse problems, or both. Effective programs provide access to counseling services, therapy groups, and medication management when needed. They understand that untreated mental health and substance abuse issues are significant risk factors for recidivism and prioritize connecting participants with appropriate treatment resources. The most successful programs integrate behavioral health services into their overall programming, rather than treating them as separate components. This holistic approach recognizes that mental health and substance abuse recovery are essential elements of successful reintegration that affect every other aspect of a person's life. Housing assistance and support. Stable housing is so fundamental to successful reentry that many programs prioritize housing assistance as their first intervention. Some programs operate transitional housing facilities that provide temporary accommodation while participants work on finding permanent housing. Others provide rental assistance, help with security deposits, or work with landlords who are willing to rent to individuals with criminal records. Beyond securing initial housing, effective programs provide ongoing support to help participants maintain their housing stability. This might include budgeting assistance, conflict resolution skills, or help navigating relationships with landlords and neighbors. Life skills development. Many individuals leaving prison lack basic life skills that are essential for independent living. Effective reentry programs provide training in areas such as budgeting and money management, parenting skills, communication and conflict resolution, time management and organization, and digital literacy and technology skills. These programs recognize that success requires more than just securing a job and housing. Participants need a comprehensive set of life skills that will help them navigate daily challenges and build positive relationships in their communities. Family reunification and relationship building. Incarceration often damages family relationships and disrupts parenting roles. Effective reentry programs include components that help participants rebuild relationships with their children, spouses, and other family members. This might include family counseling services, parenting classes, or mediated family meetings that help address conflicts and establish new patterns of communication. Some programs also provide support for family members who are affected by their loved one's reentry process. These services recognize that successful reintegration is easier when families are prepared to provide support and when underlying issues that contributed to family conflicts have been addressed. Transformative success stories. The true impact of reentry programs becomes clear through the stories of individuals whose lives have been transformed by comprehensive support and their own determination to change. These success stories demonstrate that with the right resources and commitment, it is possible to overcome even the most challenging circumstances. Marcus Thompson spent 8 years in prison for armed robbery before entering a comprehensive reentry program in Chicago. When he was released, he had no job skills, no stable housing, and strained relationships with his family. The reentry program provided him with transitional housing, enrolled him in a construction training program, and connected him with counseling services to address his anger management issues. Within 6 months of his release, Marcus had completed his construction training and secured a full-time job with a local contractor. The program continued to provide support as he transitioned to permanent housing and began rebuilding his relationship with his teenage daughter. 2 years after his release, Marcus had been promoted to a supervisory role, purchased his first car, and was volunteering with the reentry program to help other returning citizens. Sarah Williams faced different but equally challenging obstacles when she was released after serving 4 years for drug-related offenses. As a single mother with a history of substance abuse, she needed housing that would allow her to reunite with her children, treatment services to maintain her sobriety, and job training that would provide sufficient income to support her family. The reentry program that served Sarah provided transitional housing in a facility that accommodated mothers and children, connected her with outpatient treatment services, and enrolled her in a certified nursing assistant training program. The program also provided childcare during her training and job search activities. Sarah successfully completed her training, passed her certification exam, and secured employment at a local hospital. She has maintained her sobriety, reunited with her children, and moved into permanent housing. She now works as a peer counselor with women who are struggling with similar challenges. Robert Chen's story demonstrates how reentry programs can help individuals overcome significant barriers related to age and long periods of incarceration. After serving 15 years for white-collar crimes, Robert was released at age 58 with outdated computer skills and no recent work experience. The technology industry in which he had previously worked had changed dramatically during his incarceration. The reentry program that served Robert provided intensive computer training, helped him develop new professional networks, and connected him with employers who valued his maturity and life experience. Robert secured employment as an administrative assistant and gradually worked his way into more responsible positions. He now works as a compliance officer for a nonprofit organization and speaks regularly at reentry programs about the importance of persistence and continuous learning. These success stories illustrate common themes that characterize effective reentry programs. They provide comprehensive services that address multiple needs simultaneously, offer ongoing support rather than short-term assistance, connect participants with employers and community partners who are committed to supporting reentry, and recognize that successful reintegration is a process that takes time and requires sustained effort. Building community support for reentry. Creating successful reentry outcomes requires more than just formal programs and services. It requires communities that are willing to embrace returning citizens and provide opportunities for them to demonstrate their commitment to positive change. There are many ways that individuals and organizations can contribute to supporting reentry efforts in their communities. Employer engagement and fair chance hiring. Employers play a crucial role in reentry success by providing job opportunities and being willing to look beyond criminal records to assess an individual's qualifications and potential. Fair chance hiring practices, also known as ban-the-box policies, delay background checks until later in the hiring process and consider the relevance of criminal history to specific job requirements. Many employers who have embraced fair chance hiring report positive outcomes, including lower turnover rates, strong employee loyalty, and valuable contributions from formerly incarcerated workers. Some employers have developed partnerships with reentry programs that provide ongoing support to both employers and employees during the initial employment period. Faith communities and volunteer organizations. Religious congregations and community organizations have historically played important roles in supporting individuals transitioning from prison. These groups can provide mentorship, social support, temporary housing, job networking, and assistance with basic needs such as clothing and transportation. Many successful reentry initiatives are built around partnerships between formal service providers and community organizations that can offer the personal relationships and social connections that are essential for long-term success. These partnerships leverage the professional expertise of reentry programs with the community knowledge and social capital of established organizations. Policy advocacy and systems change. Supporting reentry also involves advocating for policy changes that remove unnecessary barriers and create more opportunities for successful reintegration. This might include supporting legislation that limits the use of background checks for certain types of employment, advocating for housing policies that reduce discrimination against formerly incarcerated individuals, or supporting funding for reentry programs and services. Effective advocacy requires understanding both the challenges faced by returning citizens and the legitimate concerns of employers, landlords, and community members. The most successful advocacy efforts focus on evidence-based solutions that enhance public safety while creating opportunities for individuals to rebuild their lives. Financial support and resource development. Reentry programs operate with limited resources and often rely on community support to provide comprehensive services. Financial contributions can help programs expand their capacity, develop new services, or provide emergency assistance to participants facing immediate needs. Beyond financial contributions, community members can donate items that participants need as they rebuild their lives, such as work clothing, household items, or transportation assistance. Some community members provide professional services such as legal advice, tax preparation, or financial planning at reduced or no cost. The ripple effects of successful reentry. When reentry programs succeed, the benefits extend far beyond the individuals who participate in them. Successful reintegration creates positive impacts that ripple through families, communities, and society as a whole, demonstrating that investment in reentry is an investment in collective well-being. Families experience profound healing when their loved ones successfully reintegrate into the community. Children benefit from having parents who can provide financial and emotional support, serve as positive role models, and participate actively in their lives. Spouses and partners gain companions who can contribute to household responsibilities and family decision-making. Extended family members often experience relief from the financial and emotional burdens they may have carried during their loved one's incarceration. Communities become safer when reentry programs effectively reduce recidivism rates. Every person who successfully transitions from prison to productive community membership represents crimes that are prevented, victims who are not harmed, and families who are not disrupted by future criminal activity. This enhanced public safety creates conditions that support economic development, property values, and quality of life for all community members. The economic benefits of successful reentry are substantial and measurable. When formerly incarcerated individuals secure employment, they begin paying taxes, spending money in local businesses, and contributing to economic growth. They also reduce the financial burden on social services, criminal justice systems, and correctional facilities. Studies have shown that every dollar invested in effective reentry programming can generate between $3 and $7 in social and economic benefits. Successful reentry also contributes to breaking intergenerational cycles of incarceration and poverty. When parents successfully reintegrate into their communities, their children are less likely to experience the risk factors that contribute to criminal behavior, educational failure, and economic disadvantage. These children are more likely to graduate from high school, avoid involvement with the criminal justice system, and achieve economic stability in their own lives. The success of reentry programs challenges harmful stereotypes about formerly incarcerated individuals and demonstrates the potential for redemption and change. When community members see returning citizens succeeding in their neighborhoods, workplaces, and schools, it creates opportunities for greater understanding, compassion, and support for criminal justice reform efforts. Creating pathways to hope and transformation. The evidence is clear that comprehensive reentry programs work when they are properly designed, adequately funded, and supported by communities that believe in the possibility of redemption and change. These programs represent more than just a strategy for reducing crime or managing the challenges of mass incarceration. They represent a fundamental commitment to human dignity and the belief that everyone deserves an opportunity to build a meaningful life. The individuals who participate in reentry programs bring unique perspectives, experiences, and strengths that can contribute to their communities in powerful ways. Many become advocates for criminal justice reform, mentors for other returning citizens, or leaders in community organizations. Their stories of transformation inspire others who are facing similar challenges and demonstrate that change is possible even in the most difficult circumstances. Supporting reentry initiatives requires recognizing that successful reintegration benefits everyone. When we invest in programs that help formerly incarcerated individuals rebuild their lives, we invest in safer communities, stronger families, and a more just society. When we create opportunities for redemption and second chances, we create communities that are characterized by hope rather than fear, compassion rather than rejection, and possibility rather than despair. The work of supporting reentry is not easy, and it requires sustained commitment from individuals, organizations, and communities. But the potential rewards are immense. Lives transformed, families reunited, communities strengthened, and a society that more fully embodies its highest values of justice, mercy, and human dignity. Every person who successfully transitions from incarceration to productive community membership represents proof that transformation is possible and that investment in reentry creates benefits that extend far beyond what we might initially imagine. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Rebuilding Lives podcast. Until next time, take care and keep rebuilding. Please like and subscribe.